GCSE Physics Podcast, Our Solar System. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're exploring one of the most fascinating topics in your AQA specification, our solar system. This is topic 8.1, and it's absolutely packed with exam gold. Now, I know what you're thinking. Space is huge, complicated, and maybe a bit intimidating. But here's the thing. Examiners love this topic because it combines recall, application, and analysis. And the best part? Once you understand the key patterns, those marks are yours for the taking. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover stellar life cycles, orbital mechanics, and the evidence for the Big Bang Theory. I'll show you exactly what examiners are looking for, the common mistakes that lose marks, and some brilliant memory tricks to lock this knowledge in. So whether you're foundation or higher tier, grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the cosmos. Let's start with stellar life cycles, and this is where candidates often lose marks by mixing up the two pathways. Listen carefully. All stars begin the same way. A nebula, that's a cloud of dust and gas, collapses under gravity to form a protostar. As the protostar gets denser and hotter, nuclear fusion begins, and boom, you've got a main sequence star. Our sun is in this stable phase right now, and it'll stay there for billions of years. Here's the critical point. What happens next depends entirely on the star's mass, and examiners will test whether you know the difference. For a star similar to our sun, so average mass, the sequence goes like this. Main sequence star, then it swells into a red giant. Eventually, the outer layers drift away, leaving behind a white dwarf, which cools over time to become a black dwarf. That's it. No explosion, no neutron star, just a quiet fade. But for a star much more massive than the sun, the story is far more dramatic. After the main sequence phase, it becomes a red supergiant, much bigger than a red giant. Then comes the spectacular part, a supernova explosion. This is where elements heavier than iron are created. Remember that because it's worth a mark. After the supernova, what's left depends on the mass, either a neutron star or, if it's massive enough, a black hole. So here's your memory hook. Sun-like stars fade quietly. Massive stars go out with a bang. Repeat that. Visualize the two flowcharts side by side. Examiners will ask you to describe one or both pathways, and mixing them up is the number one mistake. Now, let's talk orbital mechanics. This is higher tier content, but it's not as hard as it sounds. Imagine a satellite orbiting Earth. It's moving in a circle, right? But here's the key physics. Even though the speed might be constant, the velocity is constantly changing. Why? Because velocity is a vector. It has direction. And in a circular orbit, the direction is always changing. So what keeps the satellite in orbit? Gravity. Specifically, gravity provides the centripetal force that pulls the satellite toward the center of the Earth, keeping it in that circular path. You must state this clearly in exam answers. Gravity provides the centripetal force required for circular motion. That's a mark right there. Now, here's the relationship that higher tier candidates must understand. For a stable orbit, if the speed increases, the radius of the orbit must decrease. Think about it. A faster satellite needs a stronger gravitational pull to keep it in orbit, and gravity is stronger closer to Earth. Conversely, a slower satellite can orbit further out. This inverse relationship is crucial. Finally, let's tackle redshift and the Big Bang Theory. This is where you connect observation to theory. When we observe distant galaxies, we notice something remarkable. The light from them is shifted toward the red end of the spectrum. This is called redshift. It means the wavelength of the light has increased. It's been stretched. Now, here's the logic chain you need for exam answers. The light is redshifted, which means the wavelength has increased, which means the galaxies are moving away from us. But, and this is crucial, they're not moving through space. Space itself is expanding, stretching the light waves as they travel. That's a really important distinction. The further away a galaxy is, the greater its redshift, which means it's receding faster. This observation supports the Big Bang Theory, the idea that the universe began from a single point and has been expanding ever since. Examiners love asking you to link redshift to the expanding universe, so practice that logic chain until it's automatic. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic is weighted 40% AO1, 40% AO2, and 20% AO3. That means you need solid recall, but also the ability to apply concepts and analyze data. Common mistake number one, confusing speed and velocity in circular motion. Remember, speed is scalar, velocity is vector. In a circular orbit, speed can be constant, but velocity is always changing because direction changes. Common mistake number two, stating the sun will become a neutron star or black hole. It won't. It's not massive enough. Sun-like stars end as white dwarfs. Common mistake number three, describing galaxies as moving through space rather than space itself expanding. The distinction matters. Examiners will credit the correct explanation. Common mistake number four, forgetting that elements heavier than iron are only produced in supernova explosions. That's a specific recall point worth a mark. Here's your timing strategy. You've got roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question on stellar life cycles? Give yourself 6 to 7 minutes. Use the first minute to plan your answer. Sketch a quick flowchart if it helps. For explain questions, always link cause and effect. Use the word because to connect your statements. For example, the star becomes a red giant because fusion in the core stops and the outer layers expand. For describe questions, focus on what happens in sequence using correct terminology. Okay, quick fire recall time. Pause after each question and answer out loud. 1. What force provides the centripetal force for a satellite in orbit? Answer: gravity. 2. What is a protostar? Answer: a collapsing cloud of dust and gas that will become a star. 3. What happens to a sun-like star after the red giant phase? Answer: it becomes a white dwarf. 4. What does redshift tell us about a galaxy? Answer: it's moving away from us. The universe is expanding. 5. Where are elements heavier than iron produced? Answer: in supernova explosions. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the life cycles of stars. Remember, mass determines fate. We've explored orbital mechanics. Gravity provides centripetal force, and speed and radius are inversely related. And we've connected redshift to the expanding universe and the Big Bang theory. The key to mastering this topic is understanding the patterns and practicing the logic chains. Draw those flowcharts, write out the redshift explanation until it's second nature, and always, always distinguish between sun-like stars and massive stars. This topic is worth significant marks on your exam, and with focused revision, you can nail every question. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep practicing, stay curious, and I'll see you next time. Good luck!